Canto 5, Chapter 22. The movement of the planets and their considered effects. The king said, "Your lordship described how the most powerful god of the sun moves around Mount Meru and Dhruvaloka, leaving them to his right side, and that he, with the different signs of the zodiac right in front of him, leaves them to his left. What should we think about that?" To that, Shuka clearly stated, "Just as what one sees with the movements of small ants spinning around on a potter's wheel, which, because of their changing positions, experience a different orientation, such a difference can also be observed with the movement of the sun and the planets in relation to Meru and Dhruvaloka, the central heap of stars and the galaxy center. With the stars moving around that center, the two are located at their right side, but because of the individual movements of the planets led by the sun upon that rotating wheel of time, the sun and planets that are observed in different mansions and constellations are evidently of another progress. He, that solar lead of time, this supremely powerful original person, who is Narayana himself, the supersoul of the three Vedic principles, who is there for the benefit and karmic purification of all the worlds, is the cause sought by all saintly and Vedic knowing. He divides the year as he thinks fit in its 12 parts and arranges the 6 seasons, beginning with spring, with their different qualities. The people here, who, in respect of the threefold of Vedic knowledge, follow the higher or more earthly standards of the status orientations of Varna and Ashrama, attain without difficulty the ultimate benefit of life when they worship him full of faith with ritual activities and grow in the science of uniting their consciousness in yoga. He now, the soul of all the worlds, who in the form of the sun has entered the wheel of time in a position between heaven and earth, passes through the 12 divisions of the year consisting of the months that are named after the signs of the zodiac. The scholars teach that they, according to the moon, are divided in bright and dark halves or 15-day fortnights, and that, following their instruction, the 6 portions of its orbit, called Ritu or season, calculated to the stars, each cover 2 1/4 constellations. Thus one speaks of 12 or more constellations. They also say that the period of time the sun moves through the visible half of outer space is called an ayana. The time that the passage of the sun takes moving through both the spheres above and below, speeding slow, fast or moderate, is in the descriptions of the scholars discussed as a samvatsara, a solar year, a parivatsara, 1/12 of a revolution of Jupiter, a nidavatsara, a day of the gods consisting of 360 solar days, an anuvatsara, a lunar year comprising 12 lunations, and a vatsara, a year to the ecliptic in terms of the 27 lunar mansions or nakshatras. By the sunlit moon that is situated 100,000 yojanas above the earth and is moving much faster than the sun, in the course of a month, a distance is covered that takes the sun a whole year, is in 2 1/4 days a distance described that takes the sun a month, and is in 1 day a part of the sky traversed that by the sun is covered in 14 days. The moon, changing its phases, waxes to the full part of the moon that is of the demigods, and wanes to the dark part of the moon that is of the forefathers. In about 30 muhurtas, a full day, every time passing one of the lunar mansions or nakshatras, it, with its waxing and waning, constitutes the division of the days of the gods and the nights of the forefathers of all the different living entities. Thus, it is considered the jiva, or essence, of their life. This moon, with all its 16 parts, is by the scholars described as the supreme person, the predominating deity of the mind, the power source of all food, who represents all delight in life. he is considered the refreshing, all-pervading life breath, prana, of all the demigods, ancestors, human beings, and all other living entities, like the mammals, the birds, the reptiles, and the plants. More than 200,000 yojanas behind the moon, that are spinning, with Meru to the right, to the many stars that by the Supreme Controller were attached to the Wheel of Time, the 28 lunar mansions, including Abhijit. At a distance of 200,000 yojanas thereabout, about the star center or the sun, there is Ushana, Venus, the planet, that can be seen going in front of, going behind, and rotating along with the sun just as fast, slow, or with a moderate speed. It is, of all the planets, the one considered to exert as good as always a favorable influence in the form of rainfall. It, by its movements, neutralizes the influence of planets that obstruct rainfall. Another 200,000 yojanas behind Venus, so is explained, Buddha, Mercury, is situated, the sun of the moon. It is as good as always, working auspiciously, but during the time it is not moving along with the sun, there is almost always an increase of fearful conditions like droughts, a closed sky, and stormy conditions. At 200,000 yojanas outside of our orbit, one also finds Angaraka, Mars. If it does not make a retrograde curve, it passes by 3 fortnights each, one after another, the 12 signs of the zodiac. It is as good as always an unfavorable planet causing trouble. 200,000 yojanas outside of Mars, one finds the most powerful planet of Brihaspati, Jupiter, that, if it does not run a curve, takes a year, a parivatsara, to move through a single constellation. It almost always turns out to work in favor of the family of the Brahmins. 200,000 yojanas behind it is situated Shanaishchara, Saturn, that takes a period of 30 months to travel through a single sign of the zodiac. Being that slow, it takes an equal number of years, 30 anuvatsaras, to cover all of them. It means almost always a lot of trouble to all. At 1.1 million yojanas beyond that planet are situated the seven great sages, represented by the seven stars of the Great Bear, Ursa Major, who always consider the good fortune of the inhabitants of all the worlds. They clockwise circumambulate the transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, the center of the stars.